Dan Patrick, a state senator from Houston, had a comfortable 13-point edge over David Dewhurst on primary night. Third and fourth place finishers Todd Staples and Jerry Patterson together collected almost a third of the votes, support that Dewhurst has to have to catch up. Now with 3 weeks left until Republicans choose their nominee, Patterson tells KERA he will encourage his supporters to back Dewhurst.
He thinks if I endorse him, that would be helpful. I intend to do that. That's correct.
Patterson says he'll try to help Dewhurst because he says Patrick doesn't always tell the truth.
It's a very clear choice. We have a person who has consistently proven to be unable to tell the truth versus one who has had some hiccups along the way, but is a substantially better choice for lieutenant governor than somebody who has a history of not being able to tell the truth.
The question of who's telling the truth has been a central theme as Dewhurst and Patrick go mano a mano in aggressive television ads. The latest one from Dewhurst continues to claim that Patrick has lied about his personal finances.
We know Dan Patrick's been caught pocketing employees' federal withholding taxes. Caught not paying his taxes 28 times. Caught hiding assets from his creditors.
Patrick says Dewhurst is making that up, and he's produced his own attack ad.
Dewhurst's lies won't hide his failed record on illegal immigration. Under Dewhurst's leadership, the Senate passed an expansion of in-state tuition and free health care to illegal immigrants.
In their Friday night debate in Houston, Dewhurst called those statements false as he and Patrick clashed over immigration. Each claimed to be the candidate who can best secure the border. Dewhurst says he's already made an impact with a pilot project that he calls a surge.
$800 million, high-altitude spotter aircraft, helicopters, gunboats. We've got DPS on the ground. We showed in a one-month-long empirical surge, operation of strong safety, that we could shut down the border, illegal immigration, drugs, human trafficking.
Patrick fired back.
Yes, they did run a surge. But the difference is he cut border security spending in the last session. If he wanted to prioritize this, why didn't we fund it year round? As lieutenant governor, it won't be a surge. It will be a 365-day, 24/7 operation by Texas law enforcement.
During the debate, each candidate said creationism should be taught along with evolution. Patrick said he'd continue to fight for school choice. Dewhurst wants to find enough money to offer pre-kindergarten to all Texas four-year-olds. But mostly the candidates argued over who has a record of integrity and of implementing a conservative agenda. Patterson says he hopes to add to the debate by campaigning for Dewhurst.
I talk to David frequently. I'm helping on some opposition research that I had, found out certain things and was not able to use that information and didn't have time to do so. And so I'm helping now and will continue to do so.
Todd Staples, the other primary candidate, says he's still not endorsing Dewhurst or Patrick. After Patterson's endorsement Sunday, Dewhurst said in a statement that it would strengthen his resolve to keep fighting. A spokesman for Patrick said his campaign isn't responding to Patterson's endorsement or comments. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.